market intelligence, the secret to becoming number one in the world, at least according to a residential broker I met, be available. This weekend I actually went house hunting with a family member. They're looking to buy a home over in Pinellas County in the $1 to $2 million range. I called a broker over in that area. Actually, I called her three times. Once I called her at 8:30 on a Friday night. She picked up immediately. Second time I called her was at 7:45 on a Saturday morning. She picked up immediately. And then I called her a third time at 6 o'clock on a Saturday night, and she answered the phone and picked up immediately. First of all, that impressed me, her being willing to answer the phone at all three of those different times. The second thing I noticed about her was that she had, I called about a listing that she had. It was a beautiful home right on the Gulf of Mexico, priced in the $2 million range. She also arranged at the same time after viewing this home to look at a second home that she had listed. We went over to look at both properties. During my time with her, we asked, pointed questions about each home, and what I appreciated about her was that she, first of all, she was an engineer, she had her master's in engineering, so she was very versed in the construction of both homes we looked at. But what I appreciated was she answered directly without adding any kind of opinion to the response. It was just a transparent exchange of information explaining either construction or status of each of these homes, the benefits, and also the things to be aware of in that neighborhood. Obviously we were new to where these homes were located, so she kind of gave us a breath of what the neighborhood was about. She also mentioned that she lived in the middle of the neighborhood, so she was very knowledgeable about all properties within a 3 to 5 mile vicinity, ironically, which is the same thing I do over on the east side of town with commercial properties I list. Anyway, I noticed on her sign, it said number one in the world. So when we ended the tour, I kind of asked her, I said, what's your secret to, first of all, are you number one in the world? And she said, yes, she is. Her daughter kind of teased her about that. But the bottom line is this lady had over 50 listings in the plus $700,000 to $1 million range in a 5 mile territory. She had already executed deals on 20 of them this year. So she still has 30 left as product, and people buying these types of homes are generally capable buyers. So it just needs to be a specific fit when they show up. So I asked her, what's her secret to success, and I was surprised for her to tell me that she answers her phone. And I said, wow, that's an epiphany for me, because the bottom line is she's right. She answered the phone three times when I called her, so she was available for me each time I called, which was a plus in my mind's eye. I was immediately attracted to looking at these listings for, that type of a response. Second, I noticed that she was knowledgeable about her territory. She was available to talk about everything in that area, restaurants, other homes that are coming available to the market, lots, the history of the properties in the vicinity, and access to the properties. Third thing I noticed was she was very transparent about how she delivered and communicated information to us as we ask the questions. So the bottom line, she was available. And just being available has put her in a status of number one in the world for the residential brokerage firm that she works for. So that was, and it's a national firm, by the way. So that was impressive to me, and that was good advice for me and you to say, if you want to be successful in your territory, just, you know, live in it, you know it, and be available to share transparent information when people ask you about your territory, and you'll be number one in your industry. So there you go.